This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just want to start and go over the news of the day, which is this Arkansas-Memphis scrimmage, I should say. This exhibition as part of the St. Jude, Hoops for St. Jude tip-off classic that they are now doing second year in a row. Tickets go on sale September the 9th, and it will take place on a Monday, October the 27th. Memphis versus Arkansas for the men. Memphis versus Vandy for the women. So there you go. John Calipari looked like he was just having himself a good old time down there in inside FedEx Forum. Him and Penny were just yucking it up, chumming it up like one will do.
Significant.
And you know, Cal said the city of Memphis is a special place, which it is. And he was a big part in helping make it special in his time. There's no doubt about that. And he said that the idea of this is just kind of a you know, an exploratory, you know, thermometer, if you will, into, you know, what this could be. You know, now, I don't know where you put your thermometer. You know, some people choose to probe through the ear.
Come on, bro.
Some people choose to probe through, you know, the mouth, and some people do choose to probe in different ways, you know. But we're going to insert the thermometer, and we're going to see exactly what the temperature is for Memphis basketball in a series with Arkansas. And this is the test. If we can get it down there, we can get that thing popping, 15, 16, 17, 18,000. I think there's going to be a big appetite to get these two teams on each other's schedule. If it goes off kind of like last year's did against North Carolina when they didn't sell a lot of tickets and there wasn't a lot of interest, and it was just like, meh, I think they could probably say, yeah, we'll pass. So, I don't know. It's a Monday, like you said, so not the most ideal time, but everything can't be on a Saturday. You know, sometimes you gotta make the damn plans. And you got to get down there. But yeah, John Calipari, Penny Hardaway. I mean, Arkansas is a very intriguing team this year. I mean, what are they going to be, top 15, top 20-ish? Maybe a little better, bringing in Darius Acuff, bringing back Trayvon Brazil.
Big year for our man, Trey Richmond.
Trey Richmond, DJ Wagner. I mean, they really should be a top 12 type team. You know, and Memphis, as we know, is completely sort of rebuilding. And it'll be a good sort of litmus test, just like, you know, but I will say, like, last year, my memories of the exhibition games between Alabama and North Carolina were that Memphis could not shoot the ball at all. They looked like one of the worst teams shooting ever. And then the season starts, and they look like they were the best.
Remember that.
So, I mean, I don't really know what to think, no matter what happens in these games, like how much of it is real, how much of it is a funhouse mirror. I don't know. But, the scene is what you're going to get here, hopefully, right? Like, you're just hoping that enough people come out and show some love or hate to Cal, whatever you need to do.
Well, I mean, let's be real. This is long overdue. We can talk about it just, you know, being a couple of exhibition games. And again, you mentioned the women are going to play Vanderbilt. And that's good, and hopefully for St. Jude. But in this sense, too, and there'll be some that still don't want to be a part of it because it's Cal and still have those bitter feelings toward him. But we needed to do this. We needed to come all full circle. We needed to heal. And in some ways, and maybe I'm looking at it from the sort of old columnist emeritus sort of look here, but we needed to put this to bed, right? And it's the perfect time to do it with Cal now off to Arkansas. We've said it. He's no longer at the gig that he left you for. That's part of this. But also Penny Hardaway. I mean, he's been a big part of this too. And how Penny's had the arms out to Cal saying, look, we want to, you know, we think of that time fondly and we think of you still fondly. And I think you've seen it from Penny in terms of his, you know, reverence for Cal, whether it's over at the EYBL and the two of them were holding court right at the front in the lobby while every other coach was zooming through there, or having him on the podcast and talking about what Cal did for the program and how much he appreciated it. I think this window right here to sort of, again, I'd use the word heal, not that some will feel, well, no healing took place, needs to take place or whatever else. But, you know, in the end, let's be real, you hadn't done anything. You hadn't made a Sweet 16 since he left.
Yep.
And so this always needed to happen. It makes a ton of sense to bring his guys back because you haven't had him with those players here since they left, right? I mean, yeah. not all together and not with him. And you had that opportunity to do it in season during his aligned with his time going into the Hall of Fame. You declined after initially being involved.
Yep.
That got ugly. It yep. made headlines on ESPN. It's time to heal this thing all ends. And I think this will go a long way in doing that. If it results in a home and home down the line, yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of putting this to bed, any still hurt feelings, you know, Cal being coming back into FedEx form and playing a Tigers team and not, you know, feeling away about it, I think this is a good thing, both for the program, for the city, to move forward. And this is symbolically, it's a way to do that. Now, for St. Jude, you're hoping you pack the place out, not just for Memphis and Arkansas and a home and home. You're hoping you can keep this, you know, this event
yes.
packed and St. Jude feeling like, you know what, we can pull this off every year and we can do it in a regular season. You know, that's and maybe include Memphis. That's yes. something that's a you know, even in addition to raising money, obviously for which is number one, the priority for research for children. But that's the other part about it is you hope this can turn into a regular season event where you're able to draw teams the likes of Arkansas Absolutely. And others against Memphis. So a lot of reasons. My point is to support this, even if it's just to say, you know what, we've come full circle. We appreciate the time Cal was here. And this can be the sort of thank you and finality on all of that.
Exactly. I mean,
a lot more than just an exhibition game here, symbolically.
100%. And I think that, you know, most people walking around Memphis today are there, you know, that's like mm-hmm. the overall sentiment is like, it's time. We're so far removed from it now. We've seen, you know, how kind of in the wilderness Memphis basketball has been since. That you almost, I mean, you should appreciate even more because there's a real world where that was the best it'll ever be. and so I, you know, I love the fact that he's coming back. He continues to embrace Memphis. He could have just said F Memphis, right? He could have said, I don't want any part of this. It's just not a place I have fond memories of, the end of it, whatever. He could have done that.
I think St. Jude being a part of it too and him understanding sure. its importance, sure. right? And when they're asking you, it's a different thing than just, oh, those bitter for folks sure. in Memphis that didn't want me back for a banquet. That remember what I, you know what yes. I'm saying? So that, you know, the grander scheme of things here
yes.
is the bigger thing is St. Jude.
No,
it's hard to say no to
no,
that.
It
cow
is. It is. And you know, I think there was a time probably where he still would have, you know, 15, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Enough time has passed though. Yep. And I will say this about Cal, like people don't like to hear it, but he's just a remarkably and a fiercely loyal guy, you know, to the people that have been there for him, to the people that have played for him. You know, I've told the story before, but like Antonio Burks lost his number. And, you know, as one does, like they just kind of go about their separate ways. But randomly one day on Antonio Burke's birthday, he gets a text message from a number he doesn't recognize saying happy birthday. He has to ask, who is this? And it's Cal wishing happy birthday to a guy that had not played for him in 20 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of person that he is. I mean, I know we all have our opinions of John Calipari and what he did and what he didn't do. And I'm not sitting here and trying to say that he handled that situation perfectly at the end of it. Although I think most of us probably would have done the same thing. I mean, if you have freaking DeMarcus Cousins, you ain't taking him. You ain't taking John Wall. You ain't taking, you know, all the other dudes that were committed to Memphis. I mean, that's probably part of why you got that job. But I mean, I'm glad that, you know, and I hope and I'm hopeful that he comes back and he gets that ovation, that he gets that, mm-hmm. you know, support and love that he deserves. I mean, this dude had Memphis at a level that it was never supposed to be in. Getting Derrick Rose to come here? what? I know Penny's done a good job. Penny did a really good job at times getting national recruits, but
I'd like to see D Rose flying back for it, all the guys.
I agree. Get D Rose back.
What's Tyreek doing? You might as well bring him from 09 too. He doesn't have anything.
Have we
to do
seen
right
him
now.
Since the?
I don't feel like we have
the crack or whatever it was thing that was going on.
I don't feel like we have.
He got banned from the league for doing something illicit.
You said that. I didn't say that.
I don't know if it was crack, but it was one of those banned substances. It wasn't just weed.
Well, let's bring him home and let's rehabilitate him. If he's still
join
down
him.
From your case.
I mean, it just depends on the crew.
Because, again, it's never been like that again, and it probably never will.
Yeah.
And so it's we're overdue for this.
100%.
For healing.
Yeah.
And Dr. Rudd, you're welcome to come on down.
Yeah.
I would love to have
See,
you.
That was what, 2015? 2016? I think it was 2016. We weren't ready for that then. It was only 7 years.
Well, we were ready if it was done correctly, but.
Well, yeah, it was kind of thrust.
Social media blowback.
Right.
Scared us.
Right, it did. And, you know, again, maybe there was a better way, like you said,
yes,
to present it.
Yes, there was.
Memphis and Kentucky were still very much like battling. And for
I wasn't saying, to your point, he was still at that job that he left you for.
Exactly.
So there are yes. way more, you know,
yes.
hurt feelings still
yes. Yes.
then, you're
yes.
right, than there are now.
And you were like, they beat you for Skull, you know, like in the last calendar. And I know we don't care now because he ended up being a bust, but we care.
Is he not back in the league?
He was in the summer league.
Okay.
Does that count as the league?
I thought he was making a comeback.
I don't think so. But no, I mean, I think, look, Memphis basketball can be good again. It can be a tournament team again. It could be a second round team again. I feel very confident saying at the age of 34, I have seen the best of it. It will never be 34 straight 31 years with four straight Sweet 16s or better. Like, I just don't think it'll ever be that again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.